With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This FCS College Football Playoff Edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get roman.com/SGP for 15% off your first month. That's getroman.com/SGP. We're also doing a $500 FCS playoff bracket challenge that is completely free. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/FCS. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/FCS. Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Kram Dog?
Howdy, Sean. How you doing? Playoffs.
It's playoff football.
Hold on. I didn't stretch. It's April. We're doing the playoff thing. What do I don't understand.
It is FCS college football playoff. Joining us in the studio, FCS college football legend, dare I say it, Colby Dant, aka the Dantabase. What's happening, Dantabase?
I mean, playoff football. First off, we're seeing a spring season actually, get to the end, and then why don't they do this every year in the FCS? Can they just move to the spring every year so we can focus more on FCS and get? I know Kramer's killing it on the pick, so I know he'd be excited for that.
First of all, thank you for pointing out that I have been doing great, giving the audience someone to fade every week. Second of all.
No, you hit you hit the trifecta of fading, missing on your lock dog and bonus lock, Kramer.
Let's not forget when the great Donald Trump decided to take the USFL, who had already figured out spring football wasn't so bad, and said, "Nope, we're going to go head to head with the NFL." So I think you're onto something, Colby. I think that honestly, it probably fucks shit up. But what if you had some sort of hybrid here? We have a lot of problems solved if you do the following. FCS starts their season a little bit later. All right, what is this soft? One, they can actually have some preseason like games against those big schools who are maybe looking for a bye week, a week off, a week to get some
small schools want to make a couple bucks.
And the big schools later in the season, they get that kind of everyone has an acceptable kind of bye week, get the second string out there. Then the FCS kind of ramps up to start in January as bowl season's ramping down to ensure that their season can complete before the NFL draft and or around the NFL
draft. It would be perfect. Now,
I think you're probably being unfair to some of these kids that might get invited to the Senior Bowl and might get to have that one day to play with the big boys. But it just seems like you could do something if you're like everything's about money nowadays. And at the FCS schools, if they're being creative, right? Maction did something, right? They thought outside the box. They said, fuck it. We'll make a deal with a network and just play football on a different day.
Find a way.
Something's happening right now. I would imagine where they're realizing, well, shit, we got this ESPN TV money for the playoffs. And
yeah. And
why not?
I mean, let's be honest. We're here hyped up talking about Monmouth football. That's not going to happen in the fall. Yeah, and I think it's good for these kids.
I mean, I might be talking Monmouth football, but yeah, I get your point. Anyway. I get your point.
Well, so, and speaking of FCS college football, we got an interview we're going to toss to in just a second with Stone Labanowitz, quarterback from Southern Illinois. It was an awesome interview. So glad he called in. All in on Southern Illinois and the Salukis. But before that, breaking news. We got a FCS bracket challenge. That's right. We're giving away more money. Even though we don't really need to do that from a financial point of view, we're giving away more money, $500. And it's very easy to submit a bracket. All you do is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/FCS. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/FCS. Print out a bracket, fill it out, take a photo of it, upload it to the form, and Colby Dan's going to be manually grading all these forms. That's how much he loves college football, Kramer.
Well, and if it was on the computer, I might struggle with that. If you, we do it manually. I figure it out. All right.
The personal touch. And by the way, we are about to throw it over to an interview with the great, great FCS player. And third leg of the why FCS should move to the spring. Get your players a little bit more access. Get them some more media reps.
Yes.
Again, what are they going to be doing after football? As the NCAA repeatedly reminds us, 99.9% of them will be doing what? Not playing sports. So get them some reps outside of sports. Come on, do the right thing, college football. Minor college football.
Ding. Taking the shots at minor college football. You know what's not minor? It's major. WynnBET, baby. A major sports gambling experience with a major casino property, the Wynn in Las Vegas. You might not be able to go to Wynn Las Vegas, but they found a way to bring the Wynn Las Vegas to you in the palm of your hand. That's right. It feels like Vegas in app form. All you gotta do is download the app. Just go to winbet.com. Download the app today. Get up to a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, up to $500 risk-free. Terms and conditions apply. But again, go to winbet.com. They got the parlay boost. They got some of the best odds available online. And again, if you're in a state that doesn't have the Wynn, AKA every other state except Las Vegas, then you're going to want to download the Wynn app. Again, just go to winbet.com. Download the app today. Get that 500 risk free bet. Winbet.com. Oh man, what an awesome time talking to our new buddy, Stone Labanowitz.
He's one of us, Sean.
He's one of us. You know, Stone was talking about his back injury, but let's be honest. Sometimes you get a below the belt injury, AKA erectile dysfunction. And you know, if you've been there, you know, it's not something you're dying to talk about. Maybe you feel a little, this is going to be a pain. I got to go to the doctor. I got to get this taken care of. Well, stop feeling like that. Roman makes it very easy, very simple. You can do it in the privacy of your home. Talk about convenience. And it's a straightforward, discreet. All you do is head over to getroman.com/SGP, complete the online visit. Again, take care of the ED without leaving the home. Yeah, get the mojo back, get the confidence back. And honestly, if you're having troubles with the in the erection department, it could mean serious health stuff. So you want to talk to a doctor. Stop putting this off. Again, go to getroman.com/SGP to get $15 off your first month. Get that lead back in that pencil. And again, it's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Just go to getroman.com/SGP. Get started there. Save $15 on your first month of treatment. Of course, if they prescribe treatment, but again, if it's bothering you, get it taken care of. Stop pushing it off. Get back in the game. GetRoman.com/SGP. Let's go, guys. Talk FCS college football playoff.
It's important to make sure your tool's working, Cole.
Yes. You know, if you're going up, if you're going, whatever it is, you want to have a nice game plan so you can get to the basket.
Well, Get Roman is kind of like the FCS playoffs. You get a final performance that's impressive. Whereas college FBS, FBS.
Okay, so you're saying FBS is dealing with erectile dysfunction because it's not,
and it's just limp.
It's not it's the just full. Limp,
you know what I mean?
It's you're not going full bore. It's a little. You're a little soft. Yeah. We're FCS college football playoffs, 16 teams.
Going
you're
hard,
ready
baby.
To go.
Going
you're
hard. Ready. You're ready to go. She's satisfied with your performance. You know.
Well, depending on where you are, you might not want to be that hard. So I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, strip clubs aren't a good place for that.
Yeah.
Landmines everywhere.
Yeah, right? Follow the directions of the license.
It's like playing Plinko. You're never gonna get the $1 million, all right? It's always gonna be a dollar, man.
Maybe if you're in Utah and you're floating, or what is it again?
Soaking.
Jesus, bro. I always float.
Don't
soak.
Bury the lead now.
Well, let's crack open a cold one, a cold Coors Light. Colby Dance 6-pack. Although we're just gonna make it a Coors Light 8-pack because we got 8 games here to break down for round one of the FCS college football playoff. Just want to do a quick update on the records because I continue a dominating 41-28-6 against the spread, just below 60%.
Sean, you're amazing.
67% with my locks. Colby hanging in there with 63% of his locks, 63% of his bonus locks, and both Colby and I are above 30% with the dogs. And Kramer, you continue your consistency in the FCS college football season. So thank you.
You're
the
welcome.
Fans appreciate that. Yeah. Again, they just want a trend. They want to be able to follow a trend. You're giving them a trend they can follow.
Well, and you know, now that the playoffs are here, I can actually put a little effort into this. Now there's something on the line. I got my bracket in front of me. We're gonna be filling
the
it out here.
Is fun.
Live on the air. Well, you know, it took a beautiful bracket to get me motivated.
Yes.
In minor
Kramer
college football.
Did all the Photoshop work on this FCS college football, and this is a great way. If you've had friends that are kind of on the fence, this is the perfect time to get into the FCS because the draft is going to be happening on Thursday night, but that weekend there's going to be more FCS college football. This weekend, more FCS college football. There's no golf majors you're going up against. This is the perfect time to hop in and go all in on FCS college football. And you just became good friends with Stone LeMay.
He's definitely. I mean, Stone, I think week one of the NFL season, assuming he's not playing for a team, I expect to see him in Las Vegas. DJ, well, hashtag DJ.
And Stone, again.
Hashtag Degens only.
Stone, we're going to do everything we can to secure exclusive rights to Stone and his content as soon as he becomes a licensed player.
And I think we already got a name of the podcast, Cabin Fever, right?
Oh, yeah. Man, I like that.
And we didn't have Stone's video, but when I mentioned Coach finding out about the cabin, Stone, by all accounts, reacted as if there actually was a cabin party. Like, that
damn, you guys insiders or what?
He still got eligibility though, man. I mean, so what did we gotta wait? Again, we gotta wait.
As a media organization, Colby, we're always on the lookout for great new talent. Email your resume podcast at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Enough messing around. Monmouth heads to Huntsville, Texas to square off against Sam Houston State. The spread is now minus 10 for Sam Houston State. Colby, I'm torn here. I don't want to fade the Sam Houston State team, but how is Monmouth getting 10 points? They're 3-0. Their smallest margin of victory was 18 points against Charleston Southern. Now, I know their competition hasn't been what Sam Houston State has, but we've seen Sam Houston State not be able to cover a couple giant spreads. Where are you going with this one?
I'm going to take Monmouth in the points, man. I think Sam Houston State. Yeah. Offensively they got their stuff together, but defensively I wonder, Monmouth's got some skill. They've been winning every game by an average of 24 points. And they're no stranger to the playoffs. They go to the playoff almost every year.
They're averaging 41.7 points per game. Again, small sample size. They've played 3 games.
And
that's crazy. 18 touchdowns.
Quarterback Tony Musket is a Jerry Rice finalist. And then their running back Juwan Fari, a Walter Payton finalist. So they have an offense that can really, I think the weakness of Sam Houston State's their defense. So I think this is going to be a shootout. Give me the points.
Let's break down the handicap here. If we expect this to be a shootout, the points become less important, right?
That is true. Yeah.
And I guess my question would be is I've watched Sam Houston State look at times. I would say they've looked to be the most dominant offense I've watched in FCS.
You could talk yourself into them winning it all.
Can Monmouth keep up? Like, that's the question. If you're going against a team whose strength is putting up fucking points, can you really roll with them? And to me, it only takes one possession for this goat to go from a 4-point game to an 11-point game. I'm laying the points.
Yes.
Go Bearcats. We'll be proud. Hopefully I don't mush them.
Keep an eye on
now, just so everyone knows, these are serious picks now. I'm serious. No longer am I giving you a someone to fade. This is a serious pick. They're wrong. I'm right. I'm filling out the bracket.
I'm seriously taking Monmouth here. I like that that Ryan Kramer vote of confidence. To me, what really stands out about this Monmouth team, again, small sample size against not great competition, but 62 first downs, Colby, 31 through the air, 31 through the ground. So
balance.
I think the fact that they can get first downs with their running game will help keep them in this game and keep that high powered.
How many games have they played?
And offense off the field. Three, but they've won every game. Like, they want to play more games. And much like, you know, much like our buddies, the Salukis had to find that extra game. They just weren't able to find the games. And the committee did the right thing. They saw enough out of this Monmouth team to know that they were playoff ready and playoff.
Well, they won their conference, but yes, yes.
But I still give it up for the committee for a system that rewards someone. Yeah,
agreed, agreed. Now keep an eye out on Sam Houston State's receiver Jaquez Ezard. This guy, 20 catches for 608 yards, 6 touchdowns. He's averaging 30 and a half yards a catch. Well, we're gonna need to shut him down.
And they put up 71 against Nichols. Like, there is a world where they just go nuclear and it's not even a game. But Monmouth's offense has been so good and consistently putting up a ton of points. You can't
fade a quarterback with the last name Musket. You know what I mean?
The guy's got a literal rifle for an arm.
I mean,
Musket.
Speaking of, erectile dysfunction,
he does not have it. All right, next up, we got Davidson at Jacksonville State, and of course, these lines courtesy of the Wynn Betting app in Jacksonville, Alabama. Jacksonville State laying 21 at home. Colby, let you kick things off. What's your take on this?
I'm on the points here mainly because Davidson runs the triple option. Yes, I understand.
21 points.
I understand Jacksonville State. Yeah, I'm taking the points.
I know. I'm saying this is crazy.
Well,
right?
Jacksonville State's really, Davidson's never been to the FCS playoffs, so there's Jacksonville State is a Super blue Bowl blood essentially in the FCS ranks, and they have a top 15 run defense, but. My question would be is how many teams in the Ohio Valley run the triple option? Off the top of my head, I'm drawing a blank. I think zero. That's what I'm saying. Like, Davidson runs a triple option. They normally control clock, get about 33, 34 minutes a game on offense. And I think that is the key for them staying close in this game. It does scare me though. Jacksonville State's got a really good dual threat quarterback, Zion Webb. So can the Wildcats play defense enough?
And again, you mentioned the triple option, but again, I think time of possession could be key. And again, covering a 21 point spread, you want to keep their offense on the field a bunch. And Davidson, they lead the FCS during the spring in third down conversions. They're hitting on 56% of third downs. They're leading the nation 293 yards per game. I mean, their running game, yeah,
averaging 92 yards per game in the air. You know what I mean?
No, I know, but I mean, it's a wonky system, but it's a system that can slow down the game. And when you're giving them 21 points,
yeah.
Again, on the opposite angle would be Jacksonville State. Their linebackers, their defense, their running game is only allowing 2.6 yards per carry. But I don't know if they've had enough time to prepare for this triple option. If there was a bye week in between here,
we see it all the time at the major conference level where a triple option team will compete with a team filled with 4 and 5 star recruits.
Yeah,
military schools pop out. Even when Georgia Tech was doing it, right? They'd come to, they played Virginia Tech, who had a top defense in the nation, and they could still run that shit. So, to your point, unless how long have they had to prepare for this?
Just this week.
This week, right? Yeah. So you got to take the points, right? You.
I think Jacksonville State's had like 8 days, but they didn't know they were playing Davidson until Sunday. Yeah.
The chances that they were preparing for the triple option, I would just be surprised. Even if they are the best defense, they're going to struggle. And this is one you live bet. Jackson, if they go up early, you take them because it's going to be a long game for Davidson. But if Davidson can get up or be close and can play their stupid triple option, I mean, I'm telling you, if Davidson scores first, you live bet Davidson.
Yeah. All right. Moving over to VMI. They're heading against James Madison. James Madden's in the number three seed overall. Sam Houston, the number two seed overall. We'll go over the bracket after we break down the against the spread picks. James Madison, of course, at home, laying 14 and a half against VMI. JMU, very good. It's interesting because they've had an interesting season. They were number one seed or number one in the country for a while there.
It's a tough draw for JMU.
Yeah, and they feel like they're a bit flawed, but they keep winning games. VMI, they had that. I'm blanking on his name, but he was supposed to transfer to the Big Ten, a Big Ten prospect, a quarterback. He blew out his ACL.
Reese Yudinski.
And then Seth Morgan comes in, and Seth Morgan has actually been playing at a high level. 76% of his passes he's completed, 1,088 yards and eight scores on only one interception. I mean, I think I'm going dog here again with VMI. Colby, what's the case for JMU here?
I mean, JMU, just the history. I mean, that defense and special teams have been there all year for JMU.
Yeah.
But VMI, I mean, look, they haven't had a winning season since 1981. They win their first SoCon title since 1977.
They were celebrating a lot, getting into the playoffs, celebrating that SoCon title.
But still, I mean, look, JMU, yes, the offense is getting better every week, but VMI has the air raid offense. JMU, known for their pass rush. How do you neutralize a great pass rush? Getting the ball out hot, the air raid provides that.
Yeah. You could make the argument that the way that you cure the air raid is a good pass rush on the other side of that.
That's true.
But honestly, the point of, if you want to just look at the motivation angle, VMI celebrating, stoked they got there, JMU always there, they've been there before. But the fact that it's VMI taking on JMU means that VMI woke back up, because now they get to take on big brother in the state.
They're going to be motivated.
And
keep an eye on VMI linebacker Stone Snyder.
Two stones in the FCS.
Finalist for the Buck Buchanan Award. You know, we were pro guys Stone. So give me VMI in the point. They've been my darling all year, man.
JMU advances, but VMI too much pride, right? I mean,
how does VMI not get up for this game?
And it kind of feels like a fucked up draw to give JMU VMI like this.
Yeah. And plus 14 and a half feels like a steal. All right. We got five more games left before we get to that. I want to shout out Better Than Vegas. You know what's better than regular YouTube? Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas YouTube, but dedicated to sports gambling. That's right. Every day on our Better Than Vegas profile, we're giving out free video picks. Check out our profile. Subscribe to the profile so you never miss a pick. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. You see Pick Dundee on there, all the Boston cappers on there.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
Moon off the machine, all your favorite pals, all the cast of characters giving out free daily video picks. And while we're talking about free picks, make sure you check out Riffer. We're on Riffer doing mini pods, as the kids call them, mini podcasting, micro podcasting. Might be a micro podcast, but macro when it comes to value. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Riffer. That'll take you right to our page. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Riffer. RIFFR. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Riffer. Sign up there. Check out all the mini episodes. 3 minutes. Just gave out an NFL draft prop on there. I know Moonoff is tossing in his daily NBA stuff. Again, Pick Dundee, Kramer. You'll hear them all over on Riffer and Better Than Vegas. Let's head up to the South. South Dakota, that is. South Dakota State Jackrabbits at home, laying 24 points against Holy Cross and Degen Heart. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is just setting up. First off, Degen Heart has a heart of a champion. This kid is just put the program on his back, doing whatever it takes to get points. Now, South Dakota State, again, much better team, but this is a huge letdown spot for them. They just snapped North Dakota State's 32 game home winning streak against them. Like, that kind of was their Super Bowl. Now you have a first round playoff game at home. And Holy Cross, they're undefeated. Granted, it was the Patriots.
Was it their Super Bowl? I mean, it was their Super Bowl, but isn't the completion now to go on and action? Like, there's an opportunity to win a championship for once in a while. Yeah.
Right, but I still think there's going to be a bit of a letdown. going up against a much worse Holy Cross team.
I'm simply debating the angle because they are the number one overall seed.
Yeah, and we watched Holy Cross last week, man. Yeah. And I mean, Bucknell's quarterback gave them like 13 turnovers.
Maybe they spit their wad and there's nothing left in Holy Cross's tank. That's a possibility.
But you don't want to fade.
But I'm still taking Holy Cross. Now it sounds like you're taking the Jackrabbits, Colby, which
fading D-Gen Hart because he definitely made me pay last week. But yeah, I'm on South Dakota State. I thought they've been the best team all year.
This also is going to be one of the games where the class difference shows up. Like I don't think it shows up for Davidson, Jacksonville State because of the scheme, but this one it shows up.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, next up, going back to another Dakota, North Dakota State, AKA the Bison, only laying 7 against Eastern Washington in Fargo. Again, they just crushing defeat to the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. Of course, one of my locks, bonus nice lock work, there, Sean. Catching 1.5
Great
points.
Job. You're doing awesome, bro.
I think you may have been on the other side. Yeah. Colby, we saw Zeb Nolan get pulled mid-game for the Bison. Any word on who's starting quarterback for North Dakota?
I don't think it's Nolan. I think I searched maybe yesterday, didn't see, but I think Cam Miller is going to be the guy. The offense moved much more fluid with him at the helm. So I'm assuming it's going to be him. He is a freshman, so maybe you can make a case that they go with the experience. Either way,
maybe that was a wake up call for this North Dakota State team. And now, okay, hey, it's playoff time. It's redemption time for us. Let's throw Eastern Washington in a locker. But again, I'm just stuck on auto fade of North Dakota State. I'm taking Eastern Washington +7 here. Colby, what are you doing?
I'm going to take the points too. I think North Dakota State could still end up getting this win. It's going to be a close game in this dome.
Didn't we learn that you fade them when they're not playing in the Inferno, and when they're on the Inferno, you take Eastern Washington?
I mean,
Colby, I know there's some things lining up that you really want Eastern Washington to win.
Yes. Well,
but you do know they aren't the same team away from the Inferno.
This is the hardest game to cap out of the whole thing. In my opinion, because you got two blue bloods.
I'm going. You know what I'm doing? I've lost 8 straight hands of blackjack on North Dakota State. I'm going to just keep doubling up.
Double up, lock it up.
Doubling up.
Again, I love the spot for North Dakota State. And if I wasn't biased against them and their program of cowards, I would probably take them here.
Well, they could still win and Eastern Washington cover this thing. Give me a 31-27 final.
And the better Dant checking in on locker room saying only 2-5 against the spread for the Bison this year.
We're live on the locker room. If you're listening in the locker room, don't be shy. Feel free to hop in.
Sean doesn't bite. No. Even though he's a dick to me, he's nice to everyone else.
No, I just happened to tout my record. It's a
great job, Sean. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. Again,
what a great job for the team.
Someone's got to carry this ATS
here
record.
You go. Even when extend Southern, the olive branch, chop.
Southern Illinois. The Salukis come to town, heading to Ogden State against Weber State. Weber State laying 4, as Stone Labanowitz pointed out in the interview earlier.
Love that awareness
here. And again, obviously I'm all in on the Salukis and Stone Labanowitz, not just because he did the podcast, but I'll pull the curtain back a little bit, give you some insight. First off, when we were trying to schedule the interview for the podcast, I said, hey, can we do Thursday? And he goes, no, I'm going to be in Utah. I have to focus about the game. Love that. Love that.
Yes. Yes.
He's like, I can do Wednesday. I'll still be in Illinois. And just hearing him and how much it means to this team. And after we did the interview, followed up on Twitter, like, hey, thanks a lot, Stone. That was great. Appreciate it. And he just wrote back, don't let the dogs get hot. I mean, come on. How can you not love this guy? Such a fun interview. And again, it feels like a business trip for Stone and the boys. I'm all in on Southern Illinois. Well, give it to me +4.
And he also hit on the fact that they do a lot of man coverage, and Avante Cox is a beast for Southern Illinois.
Long
so
Cox
worries me a little bit that he also said that he has a couple broken ankles. Yeah,
that was not good info to learn.
It's been working out for him fine though. Maybe that's good luck. Look, Weber State. Speaking of luck, they have been the luckiest team in all of the FCS, getting a Hail Mary to beat Northern Arizona. They've rallied a couple times, a field goal game against Southern Utah, late TD against Idaho State. I'm not buying in to this Weber State team, even if they're 28 years old. Give me the Salukis on the money line, on the fucking money line.
I'll tell you this. Weber State, as the great Alan Cooley, Papa Cooley, points out in locker room, complete trash. I'll say this. As Sean pointed out, there was a moment during the Stone interview when he had a look. He had that look. It's the same look that you get when you smell the Las Vegas casino air, because you know in about 30 minutes you're going to be throwing dice. He had that look. Can't go against that guy. Can't go against that guy. You're going to try to filibuster here. But
no, Kramer, I don't mean to interrupt, but Colby and I had a meeting and we decided as a podcast, we're not going to let you pick Southern Illinois.
Oh.
It means too much to us. And I mean, lay out your case, but I'm writing the spreadsheet Weber State -4 for you.
Yeah.
Weber State. So I'm sorry. We decided as a podcast, we overruled you. This game's too important, Ryan.
It's for the brand.
Do you see the continued lack of team right here?
No, this is ultimately.
If Joe Judge was in the room right now, all right.
Kramer, you're on the team and you're taking one for the team.
Yeah.
Take Weber State, we're ensuring that Stone Labanowitz and the Salukis get that W. And you're going to pick against them every week as the Southern Illinois Salukis going one hell of an FCS run.
Here's the problem, Sean.
Yes.
I already told you I was taking the pick seriously this week.
Right. Oh, but man. The outcome of the Stone picks aren't determined by your attitude. Listen,
you're at birthday parties on Saturdays. I'm
going to say this. If Stone loses because of you assholes and your selfishness,
that's not possible.
We're bumping FCS next week to talk about the NFL draft. That's that.
All right. Do you really want to take Southern Illinois?
I don't want to bother you guys. I
mean, okay, great.
These picks mean more to you
than
me.
He's offended.
No. I mean,
Kramer, come on. It's for the podcast.
It's fine. I haven't, I'm obviously minor college football. I'm a major college.
He was just on the program. Come on.
Yeah, no, I was the one getting lost in his eyes, Sean. Not you.
North Dakota at home in Grand Forks, laying 7.5 against Missouri State. I love this North Dakota team. I realize I haven't taken a dog all podcast, but North Dakota, very good team overall. I mean, they lost that rivalry game to North Dakota State, but other than that, you could make a case that they deserve to be higher ranked, and certainly a top four seed in my mind. I think they're a dark horse coming out of their quadrant there. Otis Wea is the North Dakota back. He's going to be fresh. He's averaged 7.5 yards per carry with 7 scores. I think North Dakota is at home fighting Hawks. They're going to roll big here. Missouri State's just they're just not on the same level as this North Dakota team.
Bobby Petrino, you got road rash face.
He has been kind of hot.
All right. Now road rash face possible. He's doing a great job. Missouri State hasn't been good in a long time.
Yeah. They've won 5 in a row.
We need that. We need a graphic of like him with the sidecar motorcycle with like his side.
Look, Bobby Petrino's doing a great job. I can't knock that. No, and North Dakota hasn't played in so long. It's scary, but yes, I got to go with the Fighting Hawks.
But Otis Wea is going to be well rested, and they're going to feed him.
And I expect this dome to get loud. So I give me North Dakota. I don't love this play because they just a month off.
Yeah.
That's tough.
But I mean, I don't know. I feel like it goes back and forth.
Guys, do you not pay attention? It's bad when they have the long layoffs. You have to go against it. Missouri State's the play.
Going with road rash face.
Look, I think a lot of people put in his situation would do the same thing. Now, him quitting.
Why show up to the press conference?
But him quitting on a National Football League team, he's a bitch. Yeah. He can go get a shine box. I'm taking Missouri State. Box. You can't take a team that hasn't played in a month.
Last game of the round one FCS college football playoff, Sacred Heart heads to beautiful Newark, Delaware to square off against the Blue Hens. Blue Hens laying 19.5. Colby, you accused us of forcing you to pick a team and you pick Delaware, and now Delaware has a real shot to win this thing, playing great ball this season. Make a case of why we should be laying 19.5 with them.
I mean, this is a lock. This is a lock. Yeah. Look, I get it. You know, Sacred Heart has a good running back in Julius Chestnut. I've been impressed with him all year.
He could be the one that 179 yards per game. That is scary.
But what's the strength of Delaware's team?
Yeah, they're going to shut that down.
They average, they're
defense
holding,
is yeah,
they're
legit.
They are holding teams to, I think, 11 points per game. So I'm all over the Blue Hens here.
I got this. Yeah. I mean, I got this at a 30-point number. This is crazy.
I mean, it really could just be 24-0.
Yeah.
Or 24-3. Yeah.
Sacred Heart doesn't score.
Sacred Heart is, I think Sacred Heart could be the worst team in the FCS playoff. And no offense to some of these teams. why do I even say no offense? I don't mind offending people.
My Blue Hens are in a good spot though. If they get this, they get the winner of the Davidson Jacksonville State game. I'm loving my Blue Hen play from earlier this season.
All right, let's do it. Do we want to do the bracket, or do we give out the lock dog tease and then give out our bracket
first?
Bracket first. All right. Get people, stay in tune for the final lock dog and bonus lock. Okay. And again, reminder, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/FCS, print out your own bracket, fill it out. Again, write the final score of the championship game. Take a screenshot or scan that in, submit it. And Colby Dant will hand grade all these brackets.
Fucking personal touch, baby.
South Dakota State, Holy Cross.
Yeah, no. Everyone,
South Dakota State,
Holy
advances.
Cross goes down, right?
Yeah, but they cover. South Dakota State.
We're not
moving
talking
on.
About covering.
Southern Illinois, Weber State.
So who should I write in my bracket, Sean?
Well,
you can do whatever you want to do in your bracket.
I'm going Southern Illinois. Colby, what are you
I'm
doing?
On Southern Illinois as well.
Boy, that elevation's gonna be tough up there in Weber State country.
You writing in Weber?
Weber, baby.
Let's go. Oh. See, Kramer's the team player. Delaware, Sacred Heart. Obviously, Sacred Heart's gonna dominate.
I'm gonna
Colby.
Slide into Stone's
Delaware
DMs
rolls. In.
Okay. Davidson.
Delaware also.
Davidson, Jacksonville State. All of us took Davidson plus 21. Does anyone here think they have a chance to win out?
Give me Davidson on the money line.
Really?
Mean, no.
On the money line, I mean, Davidson advances.
What does triple option football do? They limit your possessions. Yep. Perhaps they can make this game close. Give me Jacksonville State.
It's a throwaway pick because I'm advancing Delaware after that. So
okay. So I'm going Jacksonville State. All right, other side of the bracket, James Madison VMI. Yeah. I think we're all on JMU here.
27-21 JMU. VMI stays in this game though.
Ooh. Okay. Wait. So, what did you say?
JMU wins, but VMI on the final drive. You know, VMI's got a chance to win the game. JMU gets a turnover.
So they keep
like
it a
that.
One score game.
Keep
All right.
it a one score game.
Missouri State on North Dakota. Sounds like
I'm on North Dakota to get this one done.
Yeah. And I are on North Dakota. Kramer took Missouri State
advances.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
Not afraid to go. Not afraid to go upsets. I like it.
I've fallen down on blacktop before. I know what it feels like.
I'm going to go North Dakota State in this next one against Eastern
Washington.
Yeah,
North Dakota State, Eastern Washington. This is my big upset of round one.
I can see it, man.
Eastern Washington, give it to me.
But they're not in the Inferno.
Bison make a field goal late to get the win.
Yeah.
But Eastern Washington covers. And then I'm going to go with Monmouth. That's my upset. Monmouth, my upset.
Sam Houston State. I'm going Sam Houston State.
Sam
Kramer.
Houston State, baby. Let's go.
I have Monmouth covering, but all right. So
no one gives a shit about who's covering. It's a bracket, baby.
South Dakota State, Southern Illinois. Unfortunately
South Dakota State.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Stone, I think that
it's hard to beat a team twice. They got marked the first time.
I think they'll make it a game, but South Dakota State.
I'm on South
good.
Dakota State as well.
Sacred Heart. I have going up against Jacksonville State.
I have Sacred Heart winning on the money line.
Yeah.
Against Delaware.
Oh no, sorry. I meant Delaware. Why did I write Sacred Heart?
I'm like, please. Yeah. I'm on
Sacred Heart.
I'm on Delaware to beat Jacksonville State.
Yeah, you know
Jacksonville State.
Sorry. I have Delaware going past Jacksonville State. I don't know what I was thinking.
So we have the same half of the final four. Very choppy.
JMU UND. I have North Dakota upsetting JMU here.
I'm going to go JMU because they would have to come to Harrisonburg. I think that's a far trip. Give me JMU to get it done.
JMU baby.
Eastern Washington, Sam Houston. I have Sam Houston State winning and advancing.
You know, yeah.
What do you guys have?
Sam Houston State chokes North Dakota State final four.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
I'm on North Dakota State somehow in the final four. They've won that many in a row. They figured out against Monmouth. And we got the Final Four right
South
now.
South Dakota State, Delaware. I got South Dakota State heading to the championship. Colby,
I got Delaware pulling off the huge upset.
Oh wow, your Blue Hens.
Yeah,
because Kramer? They were looking ahead to a potential matchup with North Dakota State. Delaware advances.
Ooh, I like it.
And I'm going to go JMU to take down North Dakota State. This will be the first time these guys have met plenty of times, but this will be the first time they have to go to Harrisonburg, Virginia. Give me JMU in the upset.
I'm with you, Colby.
You guys have JMU. I have North Dakota, UND, the Fighting Hawks. Get it done.
I like
against
it.
Against Sam Houston State. And I have University of North Dakota is your champion against South Dakota State with a total score of 69 points. And this is Sean's bracket. Colby, what do you got in the championship game?
Dude, you made me draft my Blue Hens.
Ride it out, bro.
I'm going to ride it out. JMU gets beat by Delaware 20-17 in the championship. So ooh, just a good, 37 points?
69 is pretty high. Kramer?
Delaware over JMU 24-22.
Ooh, okay. 45 total points.
That's 46, but who's counting?
But you said 25-21?
24-22.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And I'll sign my bracket.
Very interesting. 24-22. All right. Let's close things out with a lock, dog, and bonus lock for round one of the FCS playoffs. Kramer, give us your lock, dog, and bonus lock.
Lock. Well, you guys would like for me to lock up one that we disagree on.
Yes.
But to me, Davidson plus those points is just okay. Locked up. Other one, let's go dog, Missouri State, North Dakota, too much of a layoff. It's unfortunate. They're going to start rusty. Maybe they come back in the second half, live betting opportunities. And the other lock is going to be Delaware. If there's going to be a game that maybe it's unfortunate, this one stands alone in the night spot, because this could be a blowout.
Yeah. I mean, am I doing mine? Sean, go.
I'm going lock. Ooh, do I really like Monmouth and the 10, or do I go Holy Cross? I'm going to go Holy Cross plus 24. The legend of Dejan Hart lives on. Of course, for my money line dog, don't let those dogs get hot. Southern Illinois and the Salukis. And for my bonus lock, the team I have winning it all, the Fighting Hawks get off to a great start. North Dakota laying 7.5. And it goes against one of Kramer's picks. Colby, close it out.
I'm locking up the Blue Hens minus 19.5.
Ooh, big number.
My dog is Stone. I can't fade the Salukis. Yeah. Stone Labanowitz getting it done. Labanowitz, I'm sorry, Stone. And look, and then for the bonus play here, we're going all day South Dakota State minus 24. They're going to fuck up Holy Cross, man.
South Dakota State laying 24. All right. Thank you guys for checking out the podcast. Make sure you drop in a review over on Apple Podcasts. Merch Mondays. Every Monday, we're randomly awarding a person who reviewed the podcast with some sweet, sweet merch. Give us a follow at Gambling Podcast to get that. Check us out, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Our live draft simulcast round one. Instead of listening to Mel Kiper, you can listen to us and the SGPN crew. We got everyone calling in. It's going to be a huge, massive production.
Who the hell's Mel Kiper? You remember that?
I would argue, who the hell is Mel Kiper?
Yeah. It's a great question.
Not working here.
No, he's not. All right.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
He's just a guy doing a bad Tarantino hair impression.
Kramer, let it ride.